Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Evelyn Holden Perkins, your host for the Extreme Change. The show is a variety show. We do we interview business owners, singers, poets, makeup artists, you name it. We interview everyone. So Extreme Change is a nonprofit organization that was founded by me. And what we do with our organization, we teach entrepreneurship, we teach self-esteem, we teach financial information as well. So tonight we have a special guest, and her name is Sylvia Nicole, and we want to just welcome her to the Extreme Change Show. This is going to be a great show tonight. And with further ado, we're going to go ahead and allow her to introduce herself. Hi, Miss Sylvia.
Hello there. Good evening. How are you this evening?
Doing good. How are you?
I am blessed. I am excited. I have been waiting for this moment ever since you reached out to me. I am grateful. I am on the right path after so many battles just within the last 6 months. So I'm very grateful for you to have reached out to me and thinking of me and supporting me. And because of that, I know I'm headed in the right direction. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome, and thank you. So, Sylvia, just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. I am a native of Arizona, 36 years old. I'll be 37 October 4th. Had three children. I have my 13-year-old with me, raising a 13-year-old. My youngest, she'll be 5 in 2 days, Jemiah. She's in Texas with her father. And my middle daughter, she'll be 11 in December. She passed away 3 years ago. So been dealing with that, dealing with grief. But within all of that, I have been able to uplift myself, pray, continue to seek God, and just I continue to believe that everything is going to be all right. And it's starting to show. It's starting to show now.
Awesome. So let's start with this. I know you are an author. You have a new clothing line out. But let's start with how you overcame. I couldn't imagine losing a child at that young age. So how did you overcome that pain and that hurt? And, how did you overcome that?
Yes, ma'am. It's a day-to-day thing, being raised the way I've been raised, in the church. My mom always say, pray and, just keep trusting God. And the way that it happened with how she suffered, her last few days, weeks, that year of her life, I take it all in. I cry. I reach out to friends, family members that I know I can trust that it carry me through. And I recently was struggling with therapy for 3 years, so now I'm back in therapy, so that's helping a lot. But on a mental and spiritual level, it's a day to day battle. It's a battle daily. It's a war within my head, within my mind. But also on the flip side of that, I know me. I know I'm a strong Black woman. I know that God has me here for a reason, and just by knowing that little right there, it pushes me, knowing I have children to fight for, to live for, family and friends rooting for me every single day. So that's how I am overcoming the grief and the PTSD and the struggle with the whole thing in itself. that's how I'm overcoming, because a lot of people can't say that they have family and friends that have their back right now during their hard times. So I'm able to say that. Not everybody is in my corner, but the little that I do have, I'm grateful for them. So that's how I'm overcoming the loss of a child. That's how I'm overcoming grief at this moment.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, we thank you, you know, for sharing that with us, because, you know, a lot of mothers, you know, sometimes they give up, but I see that you're pushing forward, and I know sometimes, you know, God said he wouldn't put me any more on us than we can bear, so he knows who can bear that. So
that's good. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Yes. So now let's talk about your book. What is the name of your book?
The first book is entitled Inspiration Behind Poetry. I started writing poems back in 2011, 2012. I went to a conference meeting with Michelle Tucker and Dr. Vernet Joseph. He was there. He instantly became my mentor, and I told him that I wanted to write a book, a poetry book. He's like, "Are you ready?" In that moment, it threw me off because I was like, "Not at this moment." He told me what to do. I got my poems together. I typed them up, and in the midst of that, I just came up with Inspiration Behind Poetry, because the poems that I've written, you know, they are life-changing. They're very inspirational. And when I typed the poems up, I just put inspirational words behind it, like an inspirational message, encouraging words. And on the back, if I may read the back cover, I'll just read a little bit of it. It says, "Inspiration Behind Poetry is written to simply encourage you and touch a part of your life that no one has been able to touch. My poetry is designed to create something new in you and give you hope that whatever your gift is, you can express it in such a way that it touches the lives of millions. This amazing inspirational book is meant to interrupt those who are on the verge of giving up, those that just need a little enlightenment and motivation to get them to the next level. And then I put, your destiny awaits you, so go out and get it. We all face extreme circumstances at some point in our lives. Sometimes they seem as if they are insurmountable. So, but it's also to let others know that if you have a book inside of you, if you've been wanting to write a book, you know, we get writer's block. Things happen, and we can't get it done in a certain amount of time. Don't be discouraged. You know, just find someone you can talk to that'll push you through it, that'll help you through it. And it can get done. You'll see the fruits of your labor after you cried through it, stressed through it, you know, wanted to give up, and actually, you know, went through it, and you'll see the end results. And I'm happy because I'm holding my book in my hand, and I feel good because I'm a published author. So I get inspired all the time when I hear someone ask me about the book or how do you even write a book. They come to me and ask me, and I'm grateful because I have those answers to give them. Not all, but I have some.
Awesome. Now, Dr. Vernet is a good friend of mine because Dr. Will, his very good friend, was my mentor.
That's how I met all three of them in one night. It was about 8 years ago. Yep, it was in 2012. Yes, they very, very good men. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
yes. And so I ended up introducing them to my new mentor, who was Randy King. And he helped me write my book, Dream to Achieve. Yeah. So they all got together. Oh. God rest his soul. But he's not here anymore. But, you know, his legacy is still here. But, yes, Dr. Vernet is a very, very nice person and a nice mentor. I mean, you couldn't have asked for a better mentor. And look what happened.
Yes.
You ended
and
up with
the book.
He's
very calm and he's patient. Yes, he's very calm and he's very patient. And I'm glad God has connected me to people that can deal with me. Because I tell people all the time, I could be a handful, but if you can deal with me, you know, it makes me feel more comfortable, you know, knowing that there are some people out there that understand what I'm going through and what I've been through. and they, you know, I use the term they rocking with me. You know, our generation, they rocking, rolling with me. We good.
Yes. Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
Awesome. Yes, it is. Now, yes. Can you tell the audience where your book can be purchased at?
Unfortunately, due to circumstances, I've been inconsistent. There's no website. You can do everything through me, but
okay.
That's the next move. You know, that's the next move to continue to go forth in that area of the business so that it will be, you know, easier. But I have a I have 17 books left. I counted them. I have 17 left. And I don't want them anymore. I don't need them. I got my own copy. I signed my own copy to myself. What am I going to do with the same books, 17 of the same books, you know? So I'm ready to get them out there. I'm ready for, you know,
okay.
the people to have them so they can read and be encouraged from it.
All right. So to our listeners, if you are on Facebook, look up Sylvia Nicole if you want a copy of her book of poetry. Now, I am going to ask you to read one of the poems that's in your book, if you don't mind.
Okay. Let me, I'm glad I brought it down here. I don't want one that's too long, but I do want one that's powerful.
Okay.
Let's go to the first one. The first one actually is really deep, and it's entitled I Thirst. If I can go ahead and get to the page. Okay. So this is the very first poem that I decided to put at the beginning. And it goes like this. I thirst, and you planted a bitter root in my sweet water as I drank. It contaminated my perception that disrupted my peace. As I spit up this contaminated water, out comes bitterness, out comes hate, out comes envy, out comes jealousy, out comes heartache, out comes pain. Now I suffer. Now that I am empty, I thirst again. This time as I drink this sweet water, I am filled with love, joy, peace, happiness, and freedom. Now I can smile. I suffer no more. Being filled with this sweet water once again, I am now able to produce the evergreens of this root that was planted in me in someone else that cries, I thirst.
Now, somebody is listening. If you are down, tell them.
Say it again.
Okay, so the sweet water, what do you consider the sweet water?
Sweet water. So when I spoke about in my sweet water, in life, you know, everything is going good. We're doing everything good, and then you sip the water. Now, if you know, as I drank, it contaminated my perception that disrupted my peace. Oh, I said, and you planted a bitter root in my sweet water. So whoever this person is, while I have my sweet water, we let people come into our lives and they disrupt our peace. You know, they drunk the water with this bitter root in it and it contaminated. So it messed up a part of our lives that sometimes we feel like we can't get back. But then as we spit it up, that's what we were contaminated with. It is coming out now. You know, it's coming out, and we suffer from that. We suffer from people letting us poison our minds, our lives with whatever they can, if they, like, hate us or don't like us, and we start to believe what they tell us, right? So when we spit it all out, now we're empty. No more contamination, no more disease, no more none of that. We're ready to move forward, right? So then it says, I thirst again, and now that I drink this sweet water, in other words, now I'm back on the good path. Now I'm back to happiness. Now I'm back to peace. And now that I'm back to peace with my sweet water, I'm able to produce the evergreens of this root that was planted in me and someone else. Now that I'm happy again, I like right now with me, you know, being inspired, I can inspire someone else. That thirst, like we're living this life for someone else. So now that someone else is thirsty, I'm able to give that to them.
Now, that's going to be a whole nother show.
Listen, girl.
I just came out
of
a situation like that. So that's why I wanted you to explain it, because that was
me.
I allowed myself to be contaminated and I almost lost my life. So I thank you so much for explaining that, for breaking that down. And I hope that
you called me off guard when you said sweet water. I had to go back and read that part again, the first few lines. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I know it's an interview, but, you know, interviews, sometimes that's how you get challenged and you speak off top and it makes it more powerful, because I'm trying to get emotional. But when I started explaining it to you, I was actually releasing something that actually happened to me, you know, the last few days, couple of weeks. So I don't have that contaminated water anymore. I poured it out. The picture, everything, gone. I don't want to see it no more.
All right.
Yes, you gotta move on. Gotta get back to that sweet water of life, you know, that good stuff.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thank you for breaking that down. And now,
no problem.
This is a lady with all kind of talents. Now, let's go ahead and start talking about your clothing line. Your clothing line. Now, what inspired you to start a clothing line?
Absolutely. Well, one, it wasn't to be because everyone else is doing it. This to me is because this is how I'm gonna break it down. So in October of last year, I turned 36. I got my hair cut that day. I got my hair braided, nails done, all within 2 days for my birthday. And I was just out, I think, with my hair braider. Her name is Dominique. She works at Lefty's Barbershop in Chandler over here. I was going there to my guys, good people. And I think she dropped me off. And in my head, I was like, self-made imaging. So my birthday last year, I actually established self-made imaging. That became my brand a few weeks ago. Well, the inspiration comes from women being so insecure. So how can I help women? How can I touch them in that area where they are always down? They don't want to dress up. They don't want to, I'm going to just go ahead and be real, comb their hair. They don't want to get out and do nothing. They, you know, and I know we're in quarantine, but we almost out of it. Like, I see so much hurt in women. I'm a woman, so I don't have to know all of your stories or testimonies, but just in general around the world, you know, women are so hurt. They're so down, you know, stress and hair falling out. So where I come in at is the self-made imaging. Like, baby girl, you got to get up. Make yourself. I had to make myself get up and go to work. I had to make myself continue to move forward in life. We have in our lives, eventually we're going to have to make ourselves do some stuff. Oh, I don't want to clean the kitchen. Baby girl, you got to get up, clean the kitchen. You got kids. You got to cook dinner. So self-made, you know. And to go deeper with that, I started my clothing line, SMI, which is self-made imaging. So if I'm going to do the self-made imaging brand, why not do the clothing line? So that's where they're going to get double for me. You're going to get double for your trouble, you know, because not only do I want you to put your makeup on and do photo shoots with me, we go places, we travel with self-made imaging. Now I come in with the apparel. So not only am I going to get you dolled up, I'm going to have you in my apparel, so you're going to be self-made image or whatever, you know, and with SMI apparel on, and it's going to be double. So I get a joy out of it. I get a joy out of seeing women post pictures. They're in a happy place. Sometimes we get knocked down, but we get back up. But if you're going to get knocked down, at least get knocked down with your wig on or some eyelashes or something, you know, or get back up with it, you know, with that courage to and that strength to move forward. So I have a lot of ideas. I have so much in store just for SMI apparel alone, which is attached to self-made imaging. So that's the route that God is taking me. It takes my mind off of grief. You know, it takes my mind off of stressing, dealing with PTSD and anxiety on meds. So when I'm on social media, when I'm posting the pictures of me and my apparel, it's not only to advertise my brand, but it's because I feel good. I have on my shirt right now. I have on the black and gold. I feel good in my own. I'm wearing my brand. I am my brand. You know, so I have so much in store for women and just in general where God is taking me, my ministry, you know, may not be always in the church, but that's not the only place my mind is. It's everywhere. I want to get out to people and encourage people to just, you know, just become what you know to be and follow your dreams and your passions, and you'll feel it you'll know when you're in that happy place, and that's exactly where I am.
Well, all right. Now, we have so much in common. Now, yes, so you will be traveling. Because
that's
I have a
plan.
Program
plan.
Called I Am Beautiful. I have a program called I Am Beautiful. And and I started right before the COVID-19. I was able to introduce my program at a fashion show. And my plan is to travel and for hurting women. So, absolutely. So, I do a lot of travel. A lot of traveling.
Yeah, we got to sit down and have a business meeting. Yes, but you know, I'm praying that the resources, whatever, they find us, because and the people, it's major. It's not only major, but this is going to be a movement. These are going to be movements. We got to get to the women. We got to get to them. Everybody ain't for everybody, but whoever God sends us to and whoever he sends to us, we got to do our part. And I'm learning not to let people get to me. Things and people that's irrelevant to my life, my lifestyle, my purpose. I can't mess around this go round, because if I slip and fall, I feel like it's gonna be a while before I get back up. So I'm just praying, Lord, just keep me connected to the right people, because since my daughter passed, I will say this, I only had one breakdown and it wasn't even long. And I don't wanna have that real major one. You know, everybody off. It's dark in the room, cutting air, you know, you don't want to deal with no. I haven't had that yet for 3.5 years, and I'm grateful. You know, that's so. I'm on the roll with SMI. I'm on a roll, and then, you know, writing other books. I have other books in store. So, my life and its timeline is turning out just fine for me. I'm right where I'm supposed to be.
Awesome. Now, we do have a listener on here. Let me open up the floor and see if they have a question for you.
No problem.
Hi, the number ending in 7722. How are you tonight?
That's if they talk.
Hello?
I'm fine. I'm good. Hello? I'm doing wonderful.
Good. Did you have a question for our guest?
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to do it here. I'm so sorry.
And you just listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
I am her number one fan, so I am listening for support. And just, you know, thank you for get that inspiration and wisdom. So, you know,
all right. All right.
And
well,
thank you for tuning
so
in. I appreciate that.
Oh, man. You know, that's a new plan, too.
Yes, and she was one of the ones I was talking about, how I overcome a lot that I'm dealing with. The first person I call, fussing and crying, and she just, you know, and what I love about her is I just text her, hey, tune in, you know, and she texts back, I'm in, and that just, you know, all it takes is one, you know, the rest, I can't stress about that. So, and that's what life is about, just having, you know, those good people in our corners. And if that's all I got for now, then that's a blessing. That's a blessing in itself. So thank you so much for tuning in.
Yeah, anytime, always.
Thank you.
Yes. But also, you can keep sharing this, Sylvia, because it is recorded. So, you know, if someone missed it tonight, they can come in anytime. I mean, they last for years, so. People can come in and visit, come in and listen at any time. If you want to go back and hear yourself, you're welcome to do that. It is available.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I sometimes question, Lord, when are you going to send me to the platforms? When are they going to come? Where are they? Who are they? And I've learned to just bring it down and just pray and let him move, because it's all a setup. He has to prepare everybody across the board, everybody involved, or it's just going to be all over the place. So he's preparing me. I'm getting there. So thank you again for having me, and I look forward to the next time, you know, and I'm praying eventually the talk shows, the TV shows, the virtual, you know, the live videos, we get it all going. We get it all going real soon.
Yes, ma'am. So we are going to, I do plan to do a virtual show. I'm just starting off with the radio now. I know a lot of people are, you know, shy. They'll talk behind, you know, they'll talk on the phone. But I do plan to do some virtual shows and eventually go to TV if that's God's will. But it was prophesied to me. God said get on the radio, and I had been on the radio for about 5 years, and then 2017 I got off of the radio.
Okay.
And then I got married, and, you know, I had to, it was a whole lot of time. And so now I'm back on track. So so we're going to push
that
this forward.
It's all working out.
Yes. Miss Sylvia, absolutely, you would definitely be one of those inspirations that I like to take with me. I've done, you know, I have my singing partner, Miss Nicole Dane. She travels with me whenever we have to sing. So, you know, we take it out, everything on the road. You know, we sing to inspire. You know, we speak to inspire. We dress them up to inspire. So this will be great. And we certainly thank you. You've done an awesome job with inspiring all of us.
Awesome job. I have to put that in there. Sorry.
You're right.
And that's the crazy part. I wasn't even nervous, like, even when we go live. Because I was with my therapist yesterday. She prepared me, but me and her, we do virtual. She questioned me and asked me stuff because I have to have her help me prepare for this. And she asked me, was I anxious? Was I nervous? I was like, no, I'm ready. I'm ready to rock and roll. He will prepare you for greatness. And I'm glad to be a part of your journey on this. So thank you again so much.
You are very welcome. So we have about 2 minutes. Did you have anything else to say to our audience?
Like I said, as far as the websites, I'm just starting out with SMI Apparel. It's just masks. It's the T-shirts. I have an order coming in tomorrow. I am excited. I deliver out of state. I'm doing Cash App and Zelle right now. If anybody want to purchase, you want to donate, you know, just follow me on Instagram, on Facebook under Sylvia Nicole. It's all coming together. If you have any questions, you can find me on social media. You can inbox me. You can message me. And just to be encouraged, you know, just don't give up. Because when I didn't see the light at any of the tunnels, you know, on all those levels, I was discouraged. But then God was sending the right people, and I had to give up some things and give up some people. So when you get all these people and these things out of your way, your vision becomes more clear, and you'll be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I am definitely seeing the light. I'm not out of those tunnels, but I see the light. So just, you know, keep your vision clear, and you will see the light.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And we definitely enjoyed you tonight on the Extreme Change Show.
Thank you.
And that is definitely an extreme change, especially going through what you went through. And we thank you again. Yes. Thank you, listeners. Mm. Thank you, supporter. God bless you as well
for
sticking with her. And
yes.
So that is the end of our show. Thank you, everybody that listens. And until next time, Saturday, we're doing poetry, open mic poetry.
For real?
So open my poetry on Saturday. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. I'll be there. Bye.
Bye-bye.